And I think there's, like I said, there's areas that definitely need rain. But I think one of the biggest takeaways from last year is, we were dry last year and we were pretty droughty in certain areas, and yet we still had a lot of the state and a lot of growers that had the highest yields they've ever had. So, I think one of the biggest takeaways from last year is that we know that corn and especially soybeans just don't like wet feet. And so, even though we're dry, I think there's areas that are getting timely rains, and there are areas that definitely need rain right now. But I think there's still, from what I've seen, there's still a lot of really good looking crops. You get outside central Iowa where they weren't, completely saturated. There's some really good looking crops in southeast Iowa, east Iowa, definitely southwest Iowa. So still a lot of potential, and same with beans. Some of those growers that got beans in early, definitely 15 inch rows. I think we'll see a difference this year just because of the late planting in some areas. So I still think there's a lot of potential, but there are going to be issues, especially in corn when it comes to nitrogen, in some of those areas that had a lot of rain early on.